I found hope in the midst of an overwhelming situation.
Alcoholism is a disease that can affect any family. Everyone suffers, but there is help and hope at Al-Anon Family Groups.
Al-Anon gave me my life back. I'm a better father and husband.
Are you in an overwhelming situation because of someone else's drinking?
Al-Anon and Alateen can help.
Local and virtual meetings are available. Maybe one could work for you. Call 1-866-200-0033 or visit alanon.org/hope.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
There's one thing I can tell you. When they tell me my little brother was dead, I cried and cried until tears of blood streamed down my cheeks. And later, Kathy and Tommy attempted to explain the phenomenon by saying I must have broken some blood vessels in my eyes. I prefer a more biblical interpretation. Now, 10 days after he was killed, we buried him in the small cemetery down the road from my parents' house in East Tennessee. Suki and Danny brought Joey's ashes from California, and Kathy, Tommy, and I swung through Cleveland and picked up Paul on the way down. Some legal problems in Minnesota prevented Ricky from leaving that state, but his wife, Joni, came. Kathy and I picked up Suki and Danny at the Nashville airport, and there was some problem with the baggage, so while Suki and Kathy were getting it sorted out, I bundled Danny up and went to the bar for a drink. And sitting there with his 3-year-old son, I remembered a couple of months earlier when I had what would be my last drink with Joey. I'd lost my brother, but gained a nephew and a sister-in-law. It was like some kind of bizarre cosmic baseball trade with God. And there's questions you can ask. Why him and not me? Was it a heart attack or a reaction to the medication or something else? How could he be dead when I talked to him that very morning on the telephone? You can ask all you want, but you won't find anybody who can answer you. The thing about Joey was he thought it was really possible to be happy, like unhappy all the time. And he was always running and looking for that happiness in New York and LA and Europe, and with women and drugs and money and booze, and his family and his wife and his child and God. He thought you could do something, go to a place, swallow something, love somebody, or believe in something, and that in itself would make you happy. And he was killed early on the morning of Saturday, November 16th, in a one-vehicle accident in the Hollywood Hills section of Los Angeles. He was driving west when, for no apparent reason, the newspaper said, his car crossed 3 lanes of traffic, struck a concrete planter, smashed 2 parked cars, and plowed into the side of a building. He was 33 years old. And I gave the eulogy at the funeral. I wrote it drunk the night before, and I was worried I wouldn't be able to get through it. But once I got up in front of the people, I was in control, and I got through it fine. Joey was a rock and roll drummer, and he lived like a rock and roll drummer, and he died like one, I said. Jimmy Climax called from New York when he heard all the wrong people are dying, he said. So in the end, he split to a place where I can't even call him on a telephone anymore. I think about him looking for his happiness, and I wonder if he found it. Death was always funny to me before. It was funny to all of us. I heard Joey say 1,000 times, live fast, die young, and leave a pretty corpse. And I'm not talking about the death of some beloved grandmother, which is somehow quite different, but the deaths of our friends, musicians, and former colleagues. Like Stiff Bader's having a cigarette on the sidewalk outside a shop in Paris while his beautiful wife browsed inside. A Peugeot sedan jumped the curb and knocked him down, but I'm all right, he said, getting back up and dusting himself off. He died that night in his sleep of a brain hemorrhage. Or Johnny Thunders, no more than 6 hours after checking into the St. Peter guest house on Burgundy Street in the French Quarter in New Orleans. Gone, dare say those who knew him better than me, to get straight. Dead on the floor of his room, his blood the dream of some rookie toxicologist. Pete Haskin, the sax player, withered away and dead of AIDS in a Harlem tenement, or Mike Antle, who, after nursing his mother to a horrible death by cancer, blew his brains out after being diagnosed with the same condition. Bradley Fields, dead of who knows what in some filthy Rikers Island cell, yeah. Live fast and die young. It was always, oi, dead boy, this one's for you. I'll see you when I get there, motherfucker. And now I'm not even sure there is a there. I only know that I feel more and more disconnected with this world, and that even those of us who are left alive are somehow less real. It's like you're not the same person today you were yesterday. And there ain't nothing you can do about it. I know the saddest place in the world, man. It's down in Tennessee. Suki called right before Christmas. She was going nuts. A couple of years earlier, she bought Joey a video cassette copy of It's a Wonderful Life. It was his favorite movie. She said he cried every time he watched it. Now it was on TV 3 times a day in LA, and she just couldn't get away from it. George and Harry Bailey, Mary, Bert and Ernie, Clarence, and the affirmation that life is good and worth living. The time will come in this generation when everybody knows somebody dead whose favorite movie was It's a Wonderful Life. And then nobody will be able to watch a Michael thing anymore. But Joey isn't any deader than I am. So I get to put up with this shit another year, another 5 years, so what? And my job at work, 30 people a day tell me what they think is important. But I know now what is important. Nothing. Nothing is important.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh. Hey there. You are listening to WRCT, playing music for the still very long nights. A band called Chorno Bog there. A song called Here at the Disposition of Time. Let's see, Primordial Ooze before that with a song called Cannabis Cannibalencia, or the Obfuscation of the Supposed Forbidden Phenotypes, Distant Realms of the Jungle. Really working at that title thing there. Styrenes before that with All the Wrong People Are Dying. May that song never mean anything to you. Back before the top of the hour, you heard Thou with the Hammer and Free Will. Amon Ra before that with Vor Immer, Sun. And Ulver teaming up for a song called Eternal Return from their Terrestrials LP. We started off quite some time ago with Mastodon doing Eyes of Serpents from their new Hushed and Grim LP. So, what can I tell you? I can tell you that right now, millions of kids up to age 19 are eligible for free or low-cost health insurance through Medicaid and the Children's Health Insurance Program. Your child could be one of them. In fact, children in a family of four that earns $48,600 a year or more may qualify. Regular checkups, immunizations, doctor and dentist's visits, hospital care, mental health services, prescriptions, and more are covered. It's a helping hand for parents with their hands full. For more information or to enroll today, go to healthcare.gov. That's healthcare.gov. So, WRCT is on random schedule right now, in case you were wondering where certain shows were, but Sundays from 6 to 8 p.m. are still made for Moths in the Mixers, Prosthetics, Meaningful Music, and Radio Free Radio, right here on this very radio station. One more reminder that a playlist for this show is available at WRCT.org. You can also listen to our radio station there in case that's helpful for you. So, this band is called Dormant Ordeal.
Don't get what it looks to it. I'm from creationist crucifixion.
R, I'm not attractive and I'm from Steel Curtain.
Me neither, R.
WRCT.
Pittsburgh, 88.3, R.
Unused prescription opioid pain medicines can spell trouble. They can spell risk if taken by someone they weren't prescribed for. Harm if accidentally taken by a child or pet. Or overdose if they're not used as directed. Safely dispose of opioids before they can hurt your family. Find a drug take-back option such as medicine drop boxes. You may find these in your community at local pharmacies or police stations. Visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
WCRRTWCRRTWRCT Pittsburgh.
You're listening to Aggregate Sound with DJ Next Page, WRCT Pittsburgh.
We might not make it together. I start on the couch. I know you got a busy work schedule. Sometimes you wanna play soft, but I get the kids to bed and I swear to keep the house clean. But I don't want our love to become routine. No, I don't want our love to become just another routine. Yeah. See a couple that mate together, 'cause they hate themselves. They sit around and berate each other instead of running like hell. And if you ever stop telling me off when I start acting real mean, well then our love has just become routine. And I don't want our love to become just another routine. I don't want you to ever stop speaking your mind to me.
Heat when you're hot and cold. I wish you ever asked how I'm feeling. I guess you never